Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of March 2020. Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2020 with amendments as political parties agreed to clear the central government's financial and tax proposals for the financial year 2021 without a discussion. Delhi High Court has held that when the use of mark has been intermittent and not voluminous, the defense of prior use under the Trademarks Act 1999 cannot be allowed to sustain. Delhi High Court has directed the Central Board of Secondary Education to accommodate the special needs of orphans and homeless children to claim their actual identities on attaining maturity in its examination bylaws. Delhi High Court has temporarily suspended the usage of breath analyzer tests for testing alcohol consumption of air traffic controllers to prevent further spread of COVID-19 virus. Chhattisgarh High Court has held that undervaluation of goods in the invoice cannot be the ground for the detention of goods under Section 129 of the Central Goods and Service Tax, CGST, Act, 2017. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chennai has held that the automated teller machines, ATM, would be eligible for the higher rate of depreciation as these machines can be treated as computers for the purpose of Section 32 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CEST-AT, Kolkata has held that the removal of fly ash from the pond cannot be termed as cleaning activity under Section 65(24B) of the Finance Act, 1994, and accordingly, no service tax would be attracted. Supreme Court has said that celebratory gunshots in weddings and other functions is a misuse of firearms, and that the owner of the gun cannot be absolved of criminal responsibility for any injuries or deaths caused by such firing. Delhi High Court has held that filing of dummy appeals under Section 34 of Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996 without the copy of the impugned award is non-est filings and therefore cannot be treated as filed within the limitation period. Delhi High Court has sought response of the Centre and Directorate General of Civil Aviation on a plea challenging the Centre's circular prohibiting travel of passengers from European Union, United Kingdom, Turkey and European Free Trade Association member nations from the 18th of March. 2020 onwards to contain the spread of coronavirus pandemic. Bombay High Court has observed that a dictatorial Raj is prevalent in the Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai, MCGM, and the officials are under the misconception that the rule of law does not apply to them. Bombay High Court has held that when the tribunal had concluded that the assessee did make the purchase, as a natural corollary, not the entire amount covered by such purchase but the profit element embedded therein would be subject to tax. Madras High Court has ordered against the conduct of any protests, processions, demonstrations, etc. till the threat of COVID-19 pandemic abates. Madras High Court has observed that steps must be taken for the protection of the poor and shelterless, who will be worst hit by these days of crisis of combating the COVID-19 pandemic. Kerala High Court has imposed a cost of 50,000 rupees on a man who filed a writ petition seeking a direction to the Beverages Corporation to decide to make available portable liquor for delivery to consumers in the state through online platforms. Gujarat High Court has stated that no fresh filing of plea in physical form would be accepted from the 23rd of March, 2020. The court has further clarified that the matters which have already been presented in the registry, and in which mention for urgency is accepted during this crisis period, no soft copy would be required and the arguments would be held through video conferencing only. Gujarat High Court has dismissed a petition seeking that all banks and financial institutions be directed not to initiate any auction recovery proceedings till the 31st of March, 2020, citing Supreme Court's stay on Kerala and Allahabad High Court orders. Gujarat High Court has observed that preventive measures would not successfully and effectively contain the pandemic of COVID-19 unless and until the public at large, who have to be conscious of the threat looming large, avoid unnecessary movement out of their house, gatherings, functions, parties or pleasure trips in and outside the state. Jharkhand High Court has advised the state authorities not to take any coercive actions against any individual to cut down litigation and consequent congregation of people until the threat of COVID-19 pandemic abates. Patna High Court has directed a man accused in a murder case, while granting bail, to render service as a volunteer for 3 months from the date of his release in the process of combating the pandemic of COVID-19. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Delhi has ruled that service tax cannot be levied under construction of complexes or residential complexes of Finance Act, 1994 on the construction of independent buildings having one residential unit.